RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, your muscle mass declines with age, and after age 50, the rate of muscle loss begins to really outpace the rate of gain. It's very difficult, as you know, to try and gain more muscle, but it is certainly not impossible and well worth the effort. And we're talking today about ways to maintain your muscle health as you age. My guest today is Dr. Suzanne Gutierrez Tessinier. She's double board certified physician in physical medicine and rehabilitation in sports medicine. And you're not going to hear me say her last name that many times, so I'm calling her Dr. Suzanne. Welcome to the show. So tell us a little bit about what you think is the most important. And as I told you off the air, Dr. Suzanne, we do a sports medicine show here every week. And we talk about these things, but what do you as an MD feel is the most important thing we can do? And women, especially, to maintain our muscle mass as we age.
So thank you, Melanie. Thank you so much for having me, first of all. As you mentioned, age-related muscle loss happens in all of us as we age. Starting from age 30, we can gradually reduce a little bit of our muscle mass, and it doesn't matter how much physical activity you do, we all end up having a little bit of muscle mass loss. We do know that as we become more sedentary, we increase the muscle loss in range. So the best thing that we can do with patients and as female patients is exercise. Exercise has been proven to improve our muscle growth, especially a combination of endurance training and resistance training. Endurance training, we all know that it's been good for cardiovascular system as well, but it also increases our protein synthesis, which also promotes muscle growth. And we recommend at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity at least 5 times per week. Along with that, resistance training, which not only increases protein synthesis, but it also increases hormones and neuromuscular system that also promotes muscle mass growth and promotes bone health as well. And this type of training we recommend at least 2 to 3 times per week for 20 minutes at a time. And what type of resistance training should we do? It could be anything from weight machines, free weights, resistance bands, body weights. Actually, yoga has some courses that are very specific to strengthening, which could also fit into the resistance training. And always also take into consideration some balance training and flexibility, which in the end, it prevents falls in our older age population. And I would say that's the main prevention factor that we have. Another thing that we should consider is our nutrition. As we grow older, we know that we consume less calories and less proteins, which in the end is bad for our muscles. So nowadays, we're recommending at least 1 to 1.5 grams per kilogram per day for our older adults in protein consumption, along with drinking plenty of water, having a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, and try to reduce our sugar intake. Other key prevention factors would be our habits, sleeping at least 7 to 8 hours a day, recommended for a good muscle recovery and muscle repair after exercise, reduce our alcohol intake, and actually try to avoid smoking at all costs. There are supplements also that we can use along with the or with our diet recommendations. Whey protein is one of them that we can use. There's other supplements that have been studied, like creatine, glutamine, and carnitine, which are amino acids. But essentially, a combination of these four factors are the things that we should consider to try to reduce that sense of muscle loss and its complications over the years.
Okay, so Dr. Suzanne, yes, we lose muscle. And you've described the different types of, you know, resistance training and body weight training, things that we need to do, along with adding in the cardiovascular exercise, as the American College of Sports Medicine recommends, getting our 150 minutes and protein, possible supplements. Now, we're also, as we age, and especially women, lose bone mineral density. And so the bone density, as that starts to degrade, as our muscles and our bodies shrink a little bit, and then we lose muscle. So how do we work on bone density as well as muscle mass to try and keep our bodies as strong as possible so maybe we don't break things?
Yeah, so bone health definitely is a crucial part because muscle loss has also leads to increased risk of osteoporosis or osteopenia. So, again, the main guideline from an exercise standpoint is some weight training to increase our bone health in general. There's also other supplements that we can use, like calcium and vitamin D intake, which, again, this has to be an overall evaluation by your physician. It depends on the degree of bone density that has been lost, and also it depends whether you have low vitamin D levels or any other metabolic condition that is affecting your bone health. So in the end, we treat whatever condition we think is leading to the bone density issue, or we just supplement with calcium and vitamin D, and there's different medications that you can do, but it also has to be applied to the particular case that we're looking at that time.
Now, where does nutrition fit in? So you've talked about protein, and people look at these muscle powders, muscle milk, protein powders, all of these things. But by beefing up our protein a little bit as we get older, that can also put a strain on our kidneys, especially if you're much older. So how do you balance what you eat and what really goes to the muscle, what's being used, what's being stored as glycogen? How do we sort through all the nutrition advice that everybody gets all the time?
Right. So that's a very important question because we're talking in general about the guidelines of protein intake, but it also, when a patient comes to our office, we have to evaluate all their comorbidities. If they have kidney disease, we have to take that into consideration. So in general, with blood work, we know about the kidney function of a patient, it's very important for the patient to also write down what they're eating and write down what their intake is and what their exercise is so that they can keep track on the amount of protein that they are doing on the side, especially if they're doing supplements, which is something crucial because sometimes people start getting all whey protein or creatine on the side, which could, like you said, lead to kidney injuries. So it's basically having a balance and writing down what you're taking and maybe meeting up with a physician or a nutritionist and ensuring that everything is done the right way, and also having regular blood work checkups of your kidney function to ensure that everything is functioning the right way.
I think that's so, so important. And in just the last minute and a half, Dr. Suzanne, give your best advice for maintaining muscle mass as we age and what you think are really the most important bits of information. You have about 45 seconds that people really need to know, something they can start doing just today.
Yeah, so for maintaining muscle mass, the main thing is if you're not exercising, start exercising. A combination of endurance and resistance training, like I mentioned before. If you're only doing endurance training, I would add some resistance type of training because this has been shown to be the most effective way of gaining our muscle strong. And this way you can prevent a lot of complications from osteoporosis, falls, fractures, comorbidities, chronic illnesses, mortality. So this is very important in our general overall well-being. And our most important goal is to educate our patients to know about this condition, which happens to all of us. And if we can prevent it before it happens, it's much better than to wait to treat it once.
Than having to deal with it as a disease, prevent it before it happens. Thank you so much. And you're listening to Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening. Stay well.